It's All Things Considered on WNYC. I'm Richard Hake. Two recent studies find strikingly segregated schools in New Jersey. The reports by the Institute of Education, Law and Policy at Rutgers Law School in Newark and the Civil Rights Project at UCLA find that almost half of the state's black and Hispanic students are in schools where fewer than 10% of the students are white. Many are in schools where there are almost no white students at all. While the state has become more diverse, New Jersey continues to have some of the most segregated schools in the nation. Joining us now is the author of one of the studies, Paul Trachtenberg of Rutgers Law School in Newark, New Jersey. Welcome to WNYC.
Thank you very much. Good to be here.
So give us some context here, maybe a bit of a history lesson. Why has New Jersey been so segregated?
Well, I think there's several things. One is that we have balkanized the state into an extraordinary number of school districts. The school districts tend to be relatively small and very homogeneous in terms of the residential population and therefore the school populations.
Now, the segregation isn't greatly increased from previous years. What makes this year so notable?
I was struck by the statistics in the Civil Rights Project report about what they label as apartheid schools, which are schools that have 1% or fewer white students. And in many cases, that means zero white students. And I was struck by the fact that 26% of all the black students in New Jersey attend such schools, and a rapidly growing percentage of Latino students, now about 13%, attend such schools. And it struck me as distressing, particularly in the context of New Jersey state law, which is probably the strongest in the country in requiring not only the absence of segregation, but affirmatively requiring racial balance in the schools wherever that's possible.
Now, where are you seeing the most segregation in the urban areas?
Yes, absolutely. Virtually all of our kind of old line urban areas are totally dominated not only by students of color, but also by an extraordinary percentage of students who are of low income. And they coexist in a way. They don't really coexist, but they exist side by side with white suburban communities that have virtually no poor children.
Now, what steps should New Jersey take to better integrate the schools?
Well, there are a number of things that can be done. Connecticut has had good success with creating magnet school programs in urban areas like Bridgeport that have long waiting lists of students of every race and ethnicity. So magnets can be good if they're structured in a way to really promote racial balance. School district consolidation, which has been recommended by Blue Ribbon commissions in New Jersey repeatedly and has gotten nowhere because of a judgment that there are political impediments. It's been called a political third rail. But we have an extraordinary number of school districts, and we defy national trends, which have seen the number of school districts in the country reduced by 85% during a period when New Jersey actually has increased the number of its school districts. So I think for lots of reasons, one of which is racial balance, but for economic reasons as well, I think we really need to attend to reorganizing the way we deliver public school education.
Okay, Paul Trachtenberg is a professor at Rutgers School of Law. Thank you so much for joining us.
You're welcome. Good to be here.